So we're very happy, we're excited about it, and
Very.
let's see how it goes.
For two people who never met before, you had really good chemistry
Thank you.
on the screen. And so which one of you are really into classical music?
I like classical musical music, but I mean, like the big challenge for me was to learn to to learn how to play the piano, because I didn't know how to do it. So I spent like a month and a half learning that piece of Rachmaninoff.
So that was you.
That was me.
Totally.
No stump.
No, no
No.
stump.
And it's so
That those are my
unfair.
hands.
I think it's very
Yeah.
unfair because in the movie the
Yeah.
director made it look like it was a stunt or like someone else.
Yeah.
Well, I
And it
don't know.
sucks because it was actually him. It was him playing. He
Thank you
never
for
had anybody
defending me.
else. And he learned it and he took like so long for learning it and like he put so much effort for the movie just showing like his hands and like not like all the body
Yeah,
together.
from like the upper
Yeah, it was so
torso.
weird.
Yeah.
That was really
Yeah.
impressive.
But
That was really
yeah,
impressive.
it was him.
How are you
So,
guys like your characters? Do you guys identify with them at all?
sort of. What about you?
Yeah, totally. I
Because your character is kind
yeah.
of.
I think it's a character I've done that is like most similar to my own personality. And my yeah, I mean I'm an actress and she's an actress and she had like a lot of trouble being an actress at the beginning of her career and me as well. So I felt pretty I don't know, identified with the character in that like
Sense.
matter, yeah. And also all this part of being afraid of love and being afraid of falling in love and of being hurt. And how we play all these games and all these like fake stuff, and we start being who we are not,
Right.
just to impress others or not, yeah, everything for not being hurt. So I think I identified with that too. I had to learn not to do that because if you do that, you will never find love, and that's why most people never find love because they prefer to like. I don't know,
Play
protegerse, to
Yeah,
protect
to protect
themselves
themselves.
and
Yeah.
to not like be real.
Right.
And we have to be real to find love. So I think the movie talks a lot about that.
Yeah, and I also with Santiago, I mean, I think Mala and Santiago, they're almost they're kind of using the same how do you say armadura, like the yeah the same armor in lives, because both of them they're like afraid of falling in love again, so they're hiding all these fears and all these like insecurities, right? So I think all that we have suffered from I don't know, from
Previous
yeah,
relationships.
previous relationship or previous love story, we're all like that, like, so I think yeah, in that part I relate to that.
It has a classical romantic comedy to it,
Right.
and that's what I really enjoyed of the film.
Right.
You
Did
Yeah.
a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Were there different types of endings shot, or was it just one in particular, which is the one that was delivered on screen?
And it's just one.
I think
Yeah.
what changed was like your last speech, right?
Yeah, kinda.
Kinda.
It was
Like a
like,
few words only.
yeah, just the last speech we were like having trouble of what to say and being like just like confused about how to end it.
Don't know that canción de Timbiriche.
Yeah,
No.
no,
I mean just
that
like the
was in
last part when I'm talking at the end. And
when
like the
she's
voiceover,
narrating. Yeah.
Are you guys
No.
planning to do any more work together?
Go ahead. Are we planning to work together again?
We would like to. Yeah. We're really excited about working together again, but we're not sure. I mean, we don't have any project like right now.
We would like right.
We're searching.
We're kind of working on it. Yeah. We're searching for it.
¿Alguna preferencia de género? Rom-com, romantic comedy, or no sé, terror, algo más parecido a Tierra de Sangre.
We don't like horror
drama.
Films. No, no nos gusta.
Una que se llama La Buena y que sea familiar y todo.
No nos gusta el terror, ¿verdad?
Bueno, a mí no.
A mí tampoco.
Yo no puedo ver películas de miedo porque luego no duermo. No sé qué será hacerlas, a lo mejor es distinto, pero sí, no sé, o sea, el drama está padre, comedia está padre. ¿Qué más? An action movie puede ser.
Bueno.
Sí.
Even though you don't have plans right now to do work together,
uh-huh.
but are you doing anything individually?
Yeah, we are. Go ahead, babe.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of movies right now. I did one movie called Compadres with Omar Chaparro. That is an action movie.
Oh, cool.
And then I did Macho. That is another movie with Miguel Rodarte in Mexico also. And I just did my first film in English in Chicago with the director's name is Joe Swanberg. And I'm with, the main character is Jake Johnson. And it's like a kind of a mumblecore indie movie. And I'm doing another movie next month in Mexico. Again, so a lot of film.
Sounds like you're busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're on a novella, no? Or
I'm. Well, like I just finished shooting El Señor de los Cielos 3, mm-hmm. and for Telemundo, and I'm working on an acting school that I have here in LA. It's called Mauricio Guzman Acting Studio, all the information I'm gonna. Do my own commercial. It go to mauricioochman.com, and you can go to the acting studio. You can search everything through the website, the teachers, the courses. You can pay online. You can, you know, all the info is in there. And I'm starting a movie at the end of August in Cancun. And Mexico, so it's gonna be fun. It's an action comedy, so that's that.
Great, congratulations.
Muchas gracias.
A ustedes.
Gracias.